Today we've got a guy that's a Ute legend and playing in the NFL. This is a treat because I didn't think we were going to be able to get him, but he's good, kind enough to give us 5 minutes before he takes his daughter in for a little checkup this morning. Nate Orchard, back from Cleveland, hanging out with us today on the Bill Riley Show on Red Friday. Hey, Nate.
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing? Long time no talk.
Hey, the reason I texted you the other day, I watched the 30 for 30 called Believeland. I don't know if you've seen it yet on ESPN. It's about Cleveland and about the heartache and everything from the Browns to the Cavs to the Indians. And I was like, I haven't talked to Nate in a while. Let's bring him on. How are things with the Browns? Have you guys done OTAs yet?
Yeah, we just finished up our first week. And you know what? I actually watched Believeland last night as I was flying in from Cleveland here to Salt Lake. And I tell you what, that city's been through a lot, and it's a huge honor to be a part of it, and you know, being there to change the culture.
Did they capture the passion? I mean, Cleveland sports fans seem very passionate, Nate.
Yes, they are very, very passionate, from the Indians to the Cavs, and all the way to the Browns. I mean, they love their sports, and they're diehard.
Nate, this is an exciting time of year, and all the rookies are starting to come in and everything. Is there a rookie in particular that you're really excited about to join the team?
Corey Coleman. You know, he really flashed some amazing athletic abilities that he was known for in college, you know. And, you know, just throughout this first week of OTAs, we were able to go up against each other. He really did some impressive big plays down the field. Catching the deep ball, you know, deep crossing routes, not being afraid to go through traffic and things like that. I mean, given we don't have any pads on, he was still able to make those catches and show his speed.
I've got to ask you, as you guys kind of get ready in this off season, you've got to have a new quarterback. The Manziel saga is done for you guys for now. Have you met RG3 yet? And if so, what's he like?
Yeah, I had a chance to, you know, mingle and talk with him. We've actually been hanging out a lot this last little while, and I got really close to him. And, he's something special. He's very humble, down-to-earth, someone you are happy to have as your starting quarterback, who you know can lead your team to win games.
You know, there's a couple with the departures, there's a couple new quarterbacks on the staff, and one that we're probably interested in is a guy named Cody Kessler, who played at USC last year, Pac-12. Have you had a chance to interact with him at all, and what do you think of Cody being on the squad?
Yeah, I talked to Cody when we had the rookie dinner. You know, we had a couple of the vets meet up with these rookies for dinner, and the owners and folks from the front office. I mingled with him, and knowing Cody from college, playing against him at USC, and a close friend of Jared Norris. From what I've heard from coaches and players is that his accuracy is on point, and the guy can really throw the ball. So I'm excited to see how he comes along and how he does with the playbook and things like that. So I can't wait.
Is there a new buzz and energy? I mean, I know it's only your second year. You came in last year, and it was kind of a rough year with the coaching staff, having to deal with some issues and turmoil with the new coaching staff and Hugh Jackson and all that stuff. Is there a new energy around the team right now, Nate?
Definitely. Around the team, I mean, in the building itself, you know, from folks upstairs to, I mean, even the janitor, everybody is just so enthusiastic, so happy and excited to be a part of something special. And, you know, when the moment Jackson stepped into the building, you knew there was going to be a change coming. And you can feel the energy and his passion for the game.
It sounds like, Nate, that Coach Jackson immediately got the legend in Cleveland Brown history, Jim Brown, involved. Did you have a chance to interact with him at all?
Definitely. Last year, Jim was around all the time. Team dinners, no matter what it was, he was there with the team. And, you know, he had a chance to try my wife's cookies, actually, and he was excited about that. So.
Moment or two more with Nate Orchard as he's talking cookies and Jim Brown. That's got to be really, really cool that your wife's cookies,
Jim,
are being eaten by a legend.
Mr. Brown.
Hey, would you like one
of my wife's cookies? Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, closer to home, some of your former teammates are getting a lot of off-season accolades. Mel Kiper rated Lolo Dulele is the second best tackle in college football in this if he decides to come out, and Kylie Fitz is the fifth best senior defensive end. I want to ask you, because you played with both Star and Lowell, Does Lowell have a chance to be as good a star or maybe better?
Definitely. I think he has a chance to be better with the coaching. And, I mean, given that, you know, I know Star took a year or two off, Lowell has just been going. And he has an opportunity to, you know, become one of the best defense tackles, I believe, to come out of the University of Utah.
Tell us about your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns defensive prowess for this coming year. I know it's something that you talked about a lot last year. I heard almost every interview you did each week with these guys. And it was, you know, it was an up and down season. You could tell in your voice that you went through some struggles and some trials. What's the outlook for this year?
To be honest, Coach Horton is a man, and knowing that he wants to get to the quarterback all the time, got me really excited, and Paul on the other side. I mean, just the whole front seven. We're going to be able to pressure the quarterback, and he's proven that. Watching the film from his past defenses, he's a man of his word, and I'm really excited to be, you know, working with him.
When are you coming? You're back in Salt Lake. Are you here for a month or two till training camp, or are you going back to Cleveland again?
I'm just here for the weekend. I got a signing I'm doing over at Nate Wade Subaru tomorrow from 10 to 12, and so I'm here for that. Come mingle with some fans. Also here to see the family as well.
Awesome. You're taking the little one to see the doctor, so 10 to 12, Nate Wade Subaru tomorrow, signing autographs, hanging out with the folks?
That's right.
Well, guys, go down and see our guy Nate Orchard because, again, he spends a lot of time in Cleveland these days because that's where he makes his living, so go on over and see him tomorrow from 10 to noon at Nate Wade, and we'll catch up with you again real soon and talk to you. Thanks for coming on, Nate.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nate. Good to talk to you.